You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Lee Watford 12th in the league, picked up 10 points from their 12 matches. Arsenal trying to close in on Manchester City at the top of the table. The international break probably came at the wrong time for Arsenal, given that fantastic result they had at the Emirates against Manchester United. They would have wanted to have continued that momentum quickly. Mm. Alexis Sanchez in fantastic goal scoring form now as well. One of your favourite players.
Yeah, and you say it came at a bad time, but they've certainly continued the form into the international break. Listen to how their players performed. Cazorla scored twice for Spain. Giroud scored twice for France. Theo Walcott made it 7 goals in his last 9 games when he scored against Estonia. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain also scored in the win over Lithuania. Sanchez continued his fine goal scoring form, scoring in Chile's 2-0 win and then scoring twice in the 4-3 victory over Peru. Ozil set the winner up for Germany in that Georgia game. And Aaron Ramsey scored for Wales as well. So, I mean, you know, there were just goals everywhere for Arsenal players. So they'll come back in good spirits. They come up against this Watford team we've talked quite a lot about them. They haven't got many goals in them, but they don't concede many either. You know, the form so far in the Premier League at home shows 0-0 against West Brom, 0-0 against Southampton, 1-0 against Swansea, a win, and they'd lost 1-0 to Palace. Look, none of those teams are in Arsenal's level, in my opinion. I think Arsenal go here and do what they do to teams like Watford. The flat track bullies Arsenal. I think they'll go and bully them, and I think they'll beat them quite handily, to be fair. I mean, they're 8-13, which some people might just like as a standout bet. You know, this Arsenal team, as you say, go into the international break on a high. They come out of it with the players in great form, haven't picked up the injuries that some other teams have picked up. Sanchez is a bit short for me, to be honest. We're at 17-20 as an anytime goal scorer. But when you get the headline offer here, surely it will be Sanchez to score and Arsenal to win. And I'll probably take that at the time. As it is, you know, right now, you can make that bet up. Sanchez to score any time in an Arsenal win is 29-20. I think they'll boost that a bit for you come the headline offer. But I'll play him to score two or more, to be honest with you. You've always got the super sub thing on your side. And you're getting 4-1 for him to score two or more in a game where I think they'll get three.
Yeah, that's not bad. 4-1, Alexis Sanchez to score two or more. If you're looking for a Watford striker in form, Odion Ighalo has scored Watford's last 5 Premier League goals. Arsenal, Derek, have won the last 5 meetings between the two, 4 of those in the Premier League. This is a game where if Arsenal are going to contend for the title this season, they've got to go there and win.
Well, yeah, and an awful lot of punters will back them, even at 8-13, because they'll remember what happened when they went to a similar team, you could argue. Leicester a few weeks ago, and they won 5-2 there, didn't they? So, you know, people would think 8-13 is buying money. I would caution them, though, because the last 6 matches, Arsenal have lost 3 of them. They've just come back from an international break. Oh, okay, their players are in good form, as Lee has spelled out. But they've also got Bayern Munich next midweek in the Champions League. You know, it's not a great time to be back in Arsenal at 8-13. I don't think there is a good time for that. And this is a particularly bad time. I'm not saying Watford are good things, but I'm prepared to have a go at Watford on the handicap with a goal start at 13-10. As Lee says, you know, it's not a statistical blip now, Watford not conceding any goals. I mean, that's the way they're set up, particularly at home. They've only conceded 1 goal at home in 5. Is it 4 or 5 matches?
Yeah, 4 matches.
It's, you know, and you're back in Arsenal at 8-13 at the wrong. No, I can't have it. I'm going to go for Watford with a goal start here.
Watford plus 113-10.
Best defence in the Premier League, you know, alongside a few other teams, Palace, Man City, Tottenham, Arsenal and Watford have all conceded just 7 goals. So, yeah, I mean, you know, like you say, it's not a blip, and they've got the best defence with Man City in the league at home, just 1 goal conceded. Mm. So, you know, they look like the kind of Southampton of last season. Whether they'll be able to continue out right through the season is obviously another matter. But
just to play devil's advocate there as well, they've only scored 1 at home, so it's not like they're winning every game at home.
No.
And they're grinding out results. Watford plus 1 for Derek at 13-10, and Lee going with Alexis Sanchez to score 2 or more, which is in the market at 4-1.
If you want to play that super sub idea, you know, obviously that's where, you know, if Sanchez scores 1, comes off, but his replacement with Bayern Munich in mind scores and you get 4-1, the hat trick is 25-1. And that's also a super sub. So if you got 2 and his sub came on and scored himself, you'd still get paid out 25-1 on a Sanchez hat trick.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.